Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. Welcome to another episode of AMC Pressing Co. Well,
yes.
We are here to actually inform you that in terms of what we have tonight, we have several stories. One about a painter who has figured out how to let people with disabilities paint. And it's quite ingenuous. It's quite brilliant. Also, well, we all hate Trump around here, and recently he got into a scuttle with Mr. McCain, so that's coming up. And then we also have in the Guardian something about autism that doesn't have to be due to disability or disorder. And then our final topic of the night, the MTV documentary with white people, as we have titled White People, we'll finish it up the round. So let's get started.
Yes.
So, and yes, I'm on with my co-hosts, Allison and Johnny. So
yes,
now let's
yes.
get started.
Yeah.
Now let's get started. Artistrokes fame to invent a device that will allow kids with disabilities to paint. Well,
which is
basically,
which is great.
It is a great thing. Very often we don't see this kind of news.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a
lot great,
different.
It's a lot different, and it's fantastic. And the fact that basically how this person paints is via a wheelchair, which is insane. This Madison, who is a first diagnosed spinal muscular atrophy, and her daughter, who didn't know a whole lot about her genetic condition, and she has told Madison, fearful parents, that their child won't make it past the second birthday, which is pretty tough to hear for her mom, Jennifer Miller Smith. 7 years later, while she was in the second grade in a wheelchair, Madison thrived, which is great. But then, thanks to an artist who, by the name of Dwayne Schultz, committed his career to inventing tools that would enable kids with disabilities to draw, paint, blow bubbles, pretty much do anything a typical child gets to do. Before Madison met Schultz, the inventor was based out of a small fishing town in northern Wisconsin, and the 8-year-old felt often frustrated and helpless that she wanted to anything to be to play with her friends, and she was often relegated to the sidelines due to her condition. SMA for short is making it impossible to perform such as simple tasks as flipping a switch, and those with type 2 like Madison will never be able to walk up or stand, according to the U.S. National Medicine Library. But when Madison met Schultz at an SMA conference in Los Angeles 2 years ago, her world opened up in a way that she hoped, but she wasn't sure about. It's the 1980s when Schultz invented this, the first edition of his painting wheelchair. That's right, I said it. Painting wheelchair, which is insane. The artist has spent his days building upon his current inventions and developing new ways to engage physically kids with limited physical ability. Basically, it is a full-size wheelchair with a painting attachment, which, so far as I can see, is a pole and a roller. And so they basically power the roller, which is great. What it means is that for a person of this type, okay, not to be recommended with any other disability or anything like that, is that she or he can fully control it, you know. It's not just about making a mark. It's also imagine, okay, what can you do on the floor? He knew that sometime he was a child in the foster system in the Midwest, he would pursue a career in the arts. But it was the one that put him involved in the fame of, he was involved in the fame of fortune. And so it's a really touching thing that he also uses similar technology for walk, chalk, and roll, which allows kids in wheelchairs to walk, do sidewalk art. And it taught our kids that they could do sidewalk art and they could create this magnificent painting, such as with a little bit of adaptability. So now we can connect something like Madison's wheelchair, and now she can do it.
That's awesome.
The fact is, when she's not, when he's not doing stuff for workshops, he's not doing stuff from workshops, he's doing something he's doing this.
Yes.
And there are, it is kind of, it's kind of a thing where, you don't have to move anything, you know, which is even better to what normal, it gives people with disabilities more options to see a full economy.
Yeah.
It's as if, like, Jackson Pollock for a wheelchair, which is an incredible comment to the person who might or might not be listening. But it's an amazing feat, you know. His inventions have taken him as far as Saudi Arabia and Mexico. This year, his warships are all U.S.-based, and so he's made stops in Detroit, Chicago, Portland, Maine, along other major cities. This past spring, he set up shop in the Patricia and Philip Frost Art Museum in at Florida International University, which allowed Madison to reconnect with the man who had changed his life on our own turf. Together with my family day cultural affairs, Children's Trust, all kids included, the event invited 200 kids both with disabilities and without to play together using trust tools. So you have, and parents can participate, and stuff like that. So it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Despite seeing how much he loves life and loves the world, he wants to be a part of the world, it changes a whole perspective. Despite the situation he's been given, the world is his. Which is an amazing thing. It just is.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing thing to realize that artists can make a difference, anything, you know.
Yeah.
With tools that the tools that they have. Can be used for greatness.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about this, Allison?
I think that it's great that people could not only make a change that would ultimately affect not just one person in the long run. This could give kids who may not have the ability to paint, to do whatever, the ability to do great things.
I mean, and I think that you have you have this kind of thing, Imagine what it could do for music.
It could do
that.
Many great things.
Yeah. But the thing about people is they don't realize it, you know, where people to, you know.
Yeah.
Where people to. And, yeah, and it's a great thing. I kind of, you know, it is kind of a thing where, where it gives me hope that a lot of people can, you know, latch on to this.
Yeah. That's a great thing that someone did.
So what's going on with Trump, Allison? What exactly happened? You know,
tag team this is.
What?
How about we tag team this?
Okay, let's tag team this. I guess Trump is going to the point where he went back to the final straw, which is practically nothing, you know. He was Mexicans, fine, you know, other things, fine. John McCain's war record, what?
Yeah.
Basically, this is a man who wants to basically criticize, you know, everyone, and, you know, everything, right? He wants to then get everything. I don't know whether it's old age or what, but then he wants to basically slam everybody, including a prisoner of war. You know, anything that wasn't, you know, anything that wasn't real, like, you want to slam Obama's birth certificate, you know. It goes back to this. I mean, like, he slams McCain's military history, the family leadership zone in Iowa, and he says he's a war history because he was captured, like, and I like people who weren't captured.
And like any other
this candidate, right, never served in the military himself, and he's bringing this into the picture?
Yeah, no.
I don't get it.
Me either.
You know, let's just look at the facts here. let's look at the facts here. Okay, the facts of your education. All right, this is how Donald J. Trump was basically, you know, for all intents and purposes, we all know the story. We all know the story of Great Gatsby, right? You know, he's a 6'3", he's worth $10 billion, whatever, and he thinks that he can actually get away with shit. You know, Trump says he doesn't owe an apology, yet, you know, making America great again. How can you make America great again?
Right.
With the fact that, what are you going to do? You know, if you're an investor and a magnet, okay, and you were a real estate developer, yes, and you're and you're educated at the beginning of your career at Fordham University and then transferred to the University of Penn. Okay. In between that, right, you know, your paternal grandparent turned toward German immigrants, okay, then, on top of that, you know, you lived in Jamaica States, okay, right? You attempted Fordham University for 2 years in the Bronx, then transferring to Wharton School of Business. But does that give you
balls
to criticize somebody?
And he was never active duty military.
Right. But does that give you the balls to criticize somebody? Who is pretty much an American hero, you know?
As much as he was a prisoner of war, that's...
Yeah, but
still,
that's what makes him an American hero.
Right. It's like going... All those POWs, every person who served in the military, and you could just say, those that are you don't like those, the ones that actually are POWs?
Then, if you write them untarnished, then what exactly are you doing? You know?
Right.
Who exactly are you going after? You know?
Right.
Do you have any sense to your argument? You know, and the fact that he has no modesty whatsoever.
It doesn't,
you know,
lead.
It doesn't,
it doesn't
lead to anything.
Good.
It doesn't, I mean, he spent 5 years as a POW. And refused early release with broken bones and defiance of captors, and would say that he's no hero, but he serves in a company of heroes. Doesn't that count for anything?
Right.
I mean, in many ways, you're going to criticize somebody who is
served.
It's completely unnecessary. Is completely unnecessary, you know. And I don't know of a person, right, who could sit there and on his high throne
and think it's okay.
And think it's
that's
okay.
Why,
exactly.
That's as bad as going, oh yeah, I could say whatever I want and I won't get in trouble.
Right, but that's called racism. It's called racism, and then it's called a whole bunch of other things.
Right.
You face it all the time.
Yeah, and if he thinks he's not going in trouble, certainly he is. There's people out there that particularly don't necessarily agree with what he says. So what do you expect?
Right.
People just go, yes, oh yes, he's a great guy. You know what is? And that might be the people that know him, but to the average people who don't know him, have never been in his presence, I'm sure
like
it would
nobody,
be somebody else.
Like
it would
nobody
be something
knows
else.
Him. Like the, I think that. The thing is, also, nobody knows that you know, everybody knows he filed for Chapter 1 Chapter 11 bankruptcy, right? But yet, you don't have to say sorry at all to the people. What a shame.
That doesn't necessarily make people who serve the country like him any
no.
better.
I mean, I don't know of any person who would just stand there and say no. You know, let's criticize everybody until nobody exists.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right at all. Doesn't make.
And nobody exists. Why is
And why isn't anyone questioning him other than The View? Other
I mean,
than.
Other than you and me? I don't know.
Other than us? Johnny, what's your opinion on this?
What the?
Mr. Trump.
Oh,
and his lovely his lovely issues.
But yet he's on top. Go figure.
Yeah, but he's losing so much now.
He's losing
if
so
you
much.
Think about
well, he's going to. He's going
to. If you think about.
Open mouth.
He's already. I think he's already accomplished that rather successfully.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like anyone has to stand around and go, oh, Mr. Trump, oh, do you need a bottle? Do you need a golden bottle?
A golden bottle full of golden liquid.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
That would be interesting for him to say, I need a bottle because
I need a bottle and Pampers.
Golden Pampers. It would have to be gold.
Is any other color necessary?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I think gold would be the only color that would apply to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the way that you can take it in one way is that of a that thing where you could take it as truth, but that's what every conspiracy theory would say, right?
Right.
But then you could take it as redundant, him being redundantly stupid. I mean, I choose to see that he's redundantly stupid. I mean, my own, you know, dad said just recently to me within the past hour, oh, because I'm the treasury of some $6 billion nonprofit, does that mean they chose me to do something right? And? You know, I responded with a typical, I don't give a shit. I mean, I would say that anybody who earns $6 million has to do something right. You know? But not
right.
Something... not something that would jeopardize anybody else.
Right. And go and also make things harder for people to actually... You don't do what he's doing, but he
no.
doesn't see that.
No, because he has tunnel vision.
So, what else are people supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think that eventually, he's going to be...
Old news.
I mean... You can't,
the way he's going,
know.
And since everything is getting pulled off of different networks because of what he's saying, people aren't going to want to show what shows he has. That's like, that would also be unfair to those that are, we'll make it fair because he's running an election.
Oh, of course. He's running an election, but yet he doesn't have, I don't think he has the balls to say, I was wrong. You know, the people who will say, I was wrong,
or
whatnot.
Or I'm not going to run in this election. I know nothing.
Exactly, but he's afraid to say, I know nothing. That's what every person in that position is saying not to say. You know,
I think more people go, you know nothing. Okay, could you just say, I'm not running now?
Right.
I'm getting out of this because I'm already losing mucho dollars. It could either be sooner or later. This is my own opinion. He's going to do something. He's going to say something.
He's already said something stupid.
No, but something more, something that could be 10 times, something additionally to this, where we just say, okay, what are we doing here? And who's going to stand by and watch a train wreck?
Right.
That isn't already going on. That isn't already being said. Because the view is made, the view has already gone on this topic. We're not the only ones discussing this.
And what did they say about it?
Nicole Wallace doesn't think that has her opinion is no Republicans want him. So why are you here? It's the, you're saying, you're keep putting your foot in your mouth. You're not, you have no political experience. Yes, you might run a company, but that's not, this is not a government, it isn't a government body. You might have a huge company, but he's already making Republicans not want him. I might be paraphrasing, but she said he should just stop. It was, I believe she was, there was a lot of things that she said. And when the party itself goes, no, we don't want you. You're
right.
There's a problem.
But you don't take no for an answer.
Or he doesn't take no.
Yeah. He doesn't take no. That's what I meant. He does not take no.
I would say, me on the other hand, I understand going, no, not the best idea. Think about it. Tim, it's kind of looking like he just wants to get everything out. And then
right.
Listen. Doesn't care who he hurts.
Right.
And what does that leave him? He has no network showing the Apprentice now.
Yeah. It leaves him with a shitload of royalty. But what are royalties going to do for you?
You're fired.
And how long could they last? The royalties themselves.
I don't think that long. I mean, typically that's a whole other kettle of fish for another episode, but I'll give you the shortened version of it. Typically when you get a royalty of any kind, it's for something that you did and it comes back to you because they're extremely either very low rates and they're for very low amounts. There's not like, if you make it big like he did, which is ran for, I believe, what, 5.5 seasons? So he's going to get
right.
Royalties, but he's not going to get any, if he owns his material, right, then he's going to get exclusivity on the material.
Okay.
But
what if he goes, this is what, The Apprentice is what he came up with, but since it's not playing on, since it's not being distributed, then there's no...
Then, if it's not being distributed by a kingpin,
no one wanting to
right?
pick it off.
Right, but if there isn't, do you know what I mean? If there
yeah.
isn't something, right, then somebody else will get to pick it up. You know, there is a long thing about a long, long, long thing that people who go through this kind of thing, because I don't know if NBC got the deal, yes, but he might have other streaming rights.
Okay.
Which would mean that he still gets something.
Even if it's up here in the U.S.?
No, even if it's not in the U.S.
Okay.
So that's the deal with that. But,
okay.
I think that he's just a... Make America Great Again. If that's your... Okay. If that's your slogan, you haven't put any thought behind that.
And isn't he just... Didn't he steal it from another president? Actually, one?
I think so.
I believe they just dropped a word. He dropped a word.
Right. Make America Great Again. That sounds vaguely like Eisenhower.
Yeah. So, yeah, Eisenhower's was something America Great.
Right.
So, if you're taking from a former president that won, I think coming up with new material will be needed, especially campaign, going on all those campaign things. People could ask comments and say things that are could be very bad. Yeah. And these are people asking questions that are rightfully so to ask.
Right.
He can't say to one potential voter, "Oh, I'm not going to answer your question." He can, but it's not going to make him look good.
No, nothing from this point on is going to make him look good. Doesn't he understand that? No, he doesn't. Because then he would be stuffing.
Yeah.
He would be stuffing. That is the thing. He would be stopping and taking it taking off the fake, you know. I think it's totally fake. Of everything that he's
not
doing.
Really doing not not I wouldn't know why he's trying to do this, but it isn't good. It doesn't make people go, "Oh yes, I'm gonna vote for him." People
but
might.
Yet he's winning the polls. Yeah, he's winning the polls.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which is unfortunate. If it came down to a slam down between Hillary and Trump, I think I'd root for Trump.
Who? What did you say?
Sorry. Wait a second. If it came down... Wait a second. I phrased that wrong, didn't I? Yes, I did. Freudian slip. Right. I was just reminded I fucking hate Trump. What the fuck am I doing? Right.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Okay, I'll take the fall for that one.
What?
I'll take the fall. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Anyway, if it became a race against for the presidency, if it came down to Trump versus Hillary, Hillary all the way, because she actually knows what she's doing.
She definitely knows her stuff. When it comes to being in the White House, there's more things that she has done versus him.
Well, she was in the White House. She played White House.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, the case, right? That is the case, right? I mean, if the entire bet's on Hillary, and you get a poor Jewish guy from Queens, but a person from, who is first lady, okay? People are going to bet on a first lady better than somebody who is not going to be.
She's not. I don't know how these other people aren't going to be either. You're going from one end to another.
Exactly. So if you're going from one end to another,
I can't deal with people who may not necessarily understand what things are.
Right. I think the world may never know, like a two people, you know.
Right.
One, two, three.
Right.
I don't think that I don't think that you have a stone's throw to stand on, you know. If you're playing White House, and, you know what I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Playing White House from actually being in White House, I go with the one who has more experience.
Right. I would too.
Before.
You're not the only
one. Before I go and say, oh yeah, who am I going to be voting for? Oh yeah, him?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No.
I would take my chances on Hillary.
Yeah, so would a lot of people. Not just you, not just me, not just Johnny. So would a lot of people. And a lot of people would take the perspective on Bernie Sanders as well.
Right.
You know, I think that Trump is using this as a platform to offend everybody.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know.
That's for sure.
And it is kind of funny, you know. He also runs crying to the FBI after starting a fight with a jailbreaking drug lord. Okay. You know, so he's not only criticizing anybody and everybody, but he's just running around like a loser with his head cut off, you know.
Right. It's like, I want this. No, you kind of have to deal with this.
I don't want this. I don't want this. Yes, you do want this. No, I don't want this.
You can't really get away with that.
You know, I don't want this. Accept it.
Accept it. You can't do anything.
Just accept it. Don't don't think a loser who just doesn't accept it. You know, the last time you did this, you got ambushed by Obama. So now, if you're getting ambushed by Obama, then what else is there? Tell us.
Right.
You know, tell us.
Tell us more, please.
Please, tell us more. You know, what else do you want? Do you want a hug? Do you want rain to turn to gold? Do you want to kick out the shoddies?
What do you want to do? I mean, I have a feeling that he pontificated all this in a dream.
You know? The dream.
Well, it must have been one hell of a dream sequence at that.
Oh my god, I think that it started as black, and then it just continued as black, and then switched to white, and then to ginger, and then switched to mahogany, and then switched to him on his desk, and he fell down there, brown panic, and every one of his advisors going, Trump, are you alright? And then Trump is just laying there in his own sweat, just staring at the ceiling, you know, taking everything, you know, and going, I'm fine, I want to be president.
You may want to.
Exactly what it is.
You may want to. You may dream.
I want to be president, goddammit. He wakes up. I want to be president, goddammit. Still spewing, I want to be president. But everybody's saying, you can't be president.
Train the experience.
You can run for president. You may lose. No. Lose as in, like, lose.
I'm saying lose badly, meaning there's no coming back. Being left out of...
left out of your own... I think... lash out of your own party. You know?
I think people are getting annoyed with him slowly and surely.
No, I think the media is getting annoyed with him. I think that everybody is getting
increasingly annoyed.
Increasingly, you know? You know, one of my friends said, when life shuts a door, open it again. It's a door. That's how they work. Well, in Trump's case, right, if you open the door, you're opening a lot of shit with it.
It's like, so can of worms, please. It's like, how many can of worms?
Yeah. I mean, it's the... party of the kind of ones that everybody was waiting for. Why? Because in fact it just, you know,
he's doing
people
it
love
himself.
To hate. Well, people love to hate other people, you know.
Yeah.
And I think people love to hate it while the getting's good. You know?
He will have more problems going further. He will be safe. Things aren't getting easier for him either.
No. No way. But I guess that's our show for tonight. We didn't get to the other topics, but we will get to them on Wednesday.
Yes.
We will get them to them on Wednesday at the top of next week, or this Wednesday show.
Yes.
Autism doesn't have to be viewed as a disability. And the MTV White documentary, which it's, let's just say shit is about to get real, you know.
And quick, I'm sure.
And quick.
And very soon. And quick.
And very soon. So I guess what we're going to do is
sign off.
Have a day off.
And
then
yeah.
Sign off.
Have a day off.
And we'll be.
Come back Wednesday.
Yeah, yep. And we'll be back Wednesday. You guys can find out more about all of our information links at itsmygirls.com
/AMC Threat.
Yes. Sorry. It's my year old.
And you can Twitter us and Facebook us. Our
Which
website isn't
find
up
that,
yet.
But you can find it all on It's My Urals, which you can find it in the link below, along with Uncensored Radio. I'm sure that they have some interesting things going on. Definitely check it out.
Exactly.
And we'll be back.
And we'll be back on Wednesday. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be cool.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.